Welcome to Golden Mastermind Seminars Radio with your host, Jeffrey Combs.
Jeffrey Combs, ROT, right on time. It is 2:04 Tuesday. Today is February 15th. We have reached the halfway point of the first quarter of 2022. What a unique, interesting year it is already. I am sitting in my office in the Golden Mastermind Summer Studio in beautiful Northern California, where it is a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. Welcome, everyone. Laura Allen, so good to see you. Laura, honored to have been your coach for so many years. I miss coaching you, Laura. Great afternoon. And you are first to arrive here this afternoon. So, Laura, you are my private audience. Cassie, good to see you this afternoon. Laura, say hello to Cassie. Cassie, say hello to Laura. Dylan, Charles Hunt, your ears must be ringing. Ted and I were just talking about you. We were just discussing you. Inga Harmson, good to see you this afternoon. Aaron Knight, as always, blessings to all. Cassiopa, good to see you this evening or this afternoon. I am going to cover In the Zone. This is another old book I've had. I've had many books. This book is an oldie. In the Zone. It is written by Mitchell Perry and Steve Jamison. Erica Anderson, good to see you this afternoon. Yes, Dylan, Ted and I were discussing your probability of coaching with me. So good to see you this afternoon. Carl in Mexico, good to see you. Mark, good to see you this afternoon. Welcome everyone to Facebook Live on a beautiful Tuesday afternoon. It is in the 80s almost in California where I live. The topic for today's Facebook Live is In the Zone. Now, tonight at 9 p.m. Pacific, that would be 12 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, I'm going to cover a sideline topic to this specific topic. Henry is here with us. So Henry, being a Division I athlete, you understand this term right here, In the Zone. So In the Zone is spontaneous excellence. When on command, you are closing sales on command and they come in clusters, or in basketball, you have a 40 to a 50 to a 60 point game. In golf, you have a hole in one. Kira Faircho has joined us. And so in painting, you paint a masterpiece. It's in the zone. It's spontaneous excellence. Now, the zone also can come from a place called the morphogenic field. I coached my client Wojo this morning, and he and I were discussing this. In this book, Power versus Force, it covers the morphogenic field. Don Drury, good to see you this afternoon. I was first exposed to the term the morphogenic field by a speaker I used to follow in 1996, 7, and 8, and then I booked him to speak for me many, many times. That is the great Frederick Lehrman. He is the author of the highly inspiring audio series called Prosperity Consciousness, and he used to speak about the morphogenic field. So the morphogenic field is your field of energy. The quantum field is the field of energy in the universe. And the reason that this is important that you begin to break this down and understand it, because if you're not in alignment with the quantum field of the universe, where the content and knowledge, and you're not accessing that content and knowledge, and you're living in anxiety, fear, and doubt, then your morphogenic energy is going to be in anxiety, fear, and doubt. And as you begin to let go, and you begin to expand, you begin to let go of your broke thoughts, your poverty consciousness, the lack you hold on to, when you let go of not being good enough, when you let go of the trauma bonds you hold on to, when you let go of letting your parents use guilt to control you, or your significant others use guilt to control you, and you begin to scale consciousness, you're going to move closer and closer to what is called spontaneous excellence. Spontaneous excellence is the brilliance within you that resides, that you either have accessed occasionally, infrequently, but when you move into a state of consciousness like I've taught myself to live, it happens frequently, not infrequently, but frequently. Not only would you have a $100,000 year, but you could have a $100,000 month. You could have a $100,000 day. You would experience hole-in-ones. You would experience multiple clients hiring you and joining you in the same afternoon, in the same day. I've had salespeople before that I've coached that close 10 sales in a day, or 40 or 50 sales in a month. I mean, all of this can happen to you depending on your ability to access the zone. Now, the zone is the mythical, magical place that is called the quantum field. In the quantum field is the space and energetic time called now, where you're able to completely let go and then you are one with. In sports, and that's one of the greatest metaphors for it, it's when the batter at the plate has a pitch that feels like it's a watermelon, not a BB. It's not an aspirin coming across the plate. It looks like a basketball. Or it's a space in basketball where it's nothing Burnett. Or in volleyball, it's when the woman at the front of the net spikes it and no one can touch it. I mean, it's a space in spontaneous excellence called the zone. And it can only be experienced in consciousness. You cannot remotely experience the zone when you're overwhelmed. There's no possibility. You experience the zone when you're in sobriety and recovery. You experience the zone when you let go. You're uninhibited. You're completely free. You're free of your parents. You're free of your trauma bonds. You're free of holding on to feelings that no longer serve you. You're virtually like this. You are one with. You're in the light of Christ. You're in the light of God. You are in infinite intelligence. You are in that space and time where there is no space and time except you and that time. I mean, it is called the zone. It's called fifth gear. It's called overdrive in other situations like this. Now, the term in sports is called unconscious. And there's been like in Super Bowl games and situations, it's where people rise to the occasion. And in that space in the zone, as I said, it's spontaneous excellence. And another term for it is on command. Now, in this book right here, Power Versus Force, on page 137, I went ahead and highlighted this for you right over here. So this mentions Rupert Sheldrake. Now, Rupert Sheldrake is really one of the pioneers of what is called the morphogenic field. So if you've ever heard of the book, The 100th Monkey, it's also a very similar situation that Ken Keyes wrote in 1975. It's about how one monkey begins to wash the fruit in the Aleutian Islands, and because of that wave of consciousness, all the other monkeys on the other adjoining islands begin to wash the fruit too. This is telepathy. This is a mindset consciousness. This is being able to create on command. And this is how you put together the pieces of the science of attraction, the laws of attraction, the quantum field, morphogenetic energy, and then the Akashic records, the record of all events that have ever happened. Which means that as you begin to open yourself up to consciousness, now you're able to access all the content that's available to you. And when you let go of processing, thinking, analyzing, being overwhelmed, the spontaneous excellence begins to happen to you much more frequently. The parking space is open for you. There's a seat in a box seat for you. Someone offers you a free box seat. Situations like this begin to happen more frequently. And you'll be out in nature and you'll see a hoot owl. My wife and I looked up in a tree recently and there were two hoot owls sitting right there. And I explained to my wife the significance of it. The wise owl, it's represented wisdom. That's what it represented to me in that moment. So in the space of time, as you are traveling through this place called life, and you are less and less overwhelmed, and you and more find yourself as one with, in alignment. Now, many of you have found business ventures where you found mentors that are really in that alignment. You found cultures and teams of people that you feel a connection to, an affinity for. You've attracted clients and teammates who you feel that space. It's like a brother, it's a sister, it's a soulmate, it's a teammate. You're starting to feel that affinity. You're starting to feel more and more one with. As you sit in a 12-step meeting, a recovery group, a spiritual retreat, or any multitude of situations like this, you're beginning to become more objective, more honest. You're letting go from places you never allowed yourself to let go. You're in a space and time called now. And in that now space, what was behind you used to be the past, and what's ahead of you is the future, and you spend a lot more time right here in the present. So the past regrets, you're diminishing those. The future worries, you're letting go of them because they haven't happened. So you're spending more and more time right here, right now. That is called the zone. And in that place called the zone, there's a relaxed focus. And that focus is no longer hocus pocus, how do I find focus? The focus is I am focused. It's an I am state. And so your field of vision changes in this space. Your field of energy changes in who and what you attract. I've experienced it, and it's called a phenomenon. And it's not only phenomenal, but it's a space that you can access frequently as you begin to let go. 6 days ago, a friend of mine named Jim Spaller contacted me. He called my landline. Who calls my landline anymore? Nobody except a coaching client. He calls my landline and he goes, I knew you were going to pick up. Well, he knew I was going to pick up because I knew I was going to pick up when I picked up. And before the conversation was over, he hired me to be his coach because he said I was never ready to hire you before. Even though he'd been in my downline in two different companies starting in 1992 through 1998. I've known Jim for many, many years. I saw David Icke with him twice. I saw G. Edward Griffin with him. We went to multiple events together in the Caribbean. We went to multiple events together in Dallas and Houston, Texas, in a wellness company between 1992 and 1994. Actually, we were in three different companies together back in the day. He's a former Army helicopter pilot. He owns his own flight school in upstate New York. He was a captain of the United States Army in Desert Storm, and he was a starting fullback for Cornell University. Yes, Henry, the Big Red. So he's from your alma mater, from Ithaca, New York, upstate New York. So once again, what are the law of averages that happening? High for me, because that always happens to me. That is the zone. In the zone, results are different. Results are easier. In closing and selling, people buy from you with a lot more ease. There's no, I have to talk to my husband. Let me get back to you. I'd really like to hire you. You don't understand my situation. And people more easily and effortlessly let go of their anxiety about money when you're in the zone. Because your energy calms people around you. Your energy is a wave of energy. That's the morphogenic energy. Morphogenic energy is the energy of your belief. So when Roger Bannister in 1956, and it's highlighted in this book, when Bannister, who later becomes an English doctor, an English MD, who never actually won an Olympic medal, but when Bannister is the first person to break the mythical 4-minute mile, not the metric mile, but he breaks the 4-minute mile. That's 440 yards times four, 1,562 yards. When he breaks that mile, no one had ever done that before. So he breaks the mythical barrier. Within less than 6 months, 117 people, that's a fact, break the 4-minute barrier. So that means that he crossed over into a place called the zone. So that he changed the belief that it was possible to be able to do that. The Wright brothers did the same thing at Kitty Hawk in 1903. They actually had a plane that flew. Now, even though many people know that Da Vinci was experimenting with other situations long, long before that, but this begins to change the field of energy, the quantum field of who and what you attract. So we as human beings who end up being human doings emote and transmit energy. And when we're transmitting from a low level of anxiety, fear and doubt, when we're in apathy, grief, and shame, those are the lowest levels of energy. The calibrated energy that's transmuting off of us is somewhere around 25 to 50 cycles a second. When we're pissed off and we're angry and we're resentful, it's a higher level of energy, but it's still not attractive. But when we let go, when we transmute from love and joy. So in force and victories, there's a satisfaction in force, but it's a low calibration when it's forced. But when joy and love, when a victory comes from joy and love, it's a whole different level of calibration, because it's a different level of transmutation. So the satisfaction comes from force versus power is a completely different energy that transmutes from you, and that once again is called the zone. The zone comes from a combination of letting go, when you let go and you let go and you let go, and then the affirmation becomes, I'm always letting go. And when you're always letting go, you actually are always letting go. And in that always letting go, then it becomes a skill set. So you seldom relapse emotionally. You're not provoked as easily. You don't find yourself validating, justifying, explaining yourself. And when one of your parents, siblings, relatives attempts to use guilt to control you, you're able to easily and effortlessly neutralize that situation. And you don't let other people own your energy because you let them go easily and effortlessly. You're not holding on to the trauma bonds. You're not holding on to resentment. You're not letting other people use guilt to control you, and you're no longer transmuting shame from past events that you once held on to. This is what changes your energy when you let go of processing, thinking, analyzing, figuring it out, when you begin to communicate freely and effortlessly, and your sentence structures actually have a period in them, or they have a question mark in them, and you're able to move conversation along easily and effortlessly, you're much more prone to attract to reality people and situations that will foster your cause, meaning, and purpose. When you're purposeless, when you don't know, when you don't understand, when you're overwhelmed, you're going to frequently attract your reality, people and situations that will fulfill the same set of feelings that you hold on to. And so it's imperative that you understand, not it's not okay, it's not, it doesn't make sense. When you understand, when you're aware, when you not get it, it's not getting it, it's understanding. You understand, it means you receive. So you receive and you're able to take context to reality. But when you're trying to get it, when you try to figure it out, you're standing behind the glass that's not even real. So when you walk around that glass that you think is holding you back, now you're on the other side of anxiety, fear, and doubt. When you access the courage to let go, you step into the ease of consciousness. When you let go of the stories you tell yourself about the future that hasn't happened, when you stop worrying about prospecting, presenting yourself, showing up at a meeting, when you let go of putting yourself out there, when you let go of Toastmasters, your first keynote, when you let go of, you're going to make a mistake, you're going to screw it up, you're going to embarrass yourself, when you let go of these stories, when you let go of being rejected, being abandoned, being neglected, when you let go of making a mistake, getting in trouble, when you let go of these stories, you're now in a space called here and now. And in that space called now, you're much more prone to attract to reality a different set of circumstances. Kelly has just joined us. I see Gene Howard has joined us. Patricia's just joined us. Go ahead and hit the like button. If you hit the like button, it will now put you in my news feed much more frequently, so you'll able to receive my content much more readily. And the more that you're able to access the content, Alicia has just joined us. Alicia understands what it's like to live in the zone. So Alicia, I'm covering this topic today in the zone. And for those of you who have not read David Hawkins, I highly recommend this book right here, Power Versus Force. And Alicia, Aaron, Scott, all my top tier clients, right here on page 137, it breaks down Rupert Sheldrake. Now, after this Facebook Live, if you Google Sheldrake has a video on YouTube that's 2 minutes and 34 seconds. So Sheldrake is one of the pioneers of quantum consciousness, but specifically the content on the morphogenic energy. If you find Sheldrake in the top of the search engine, he's considered a quack. He's called a lot of names. It's really funny, but if you go down, you'll find that Sheldrake is a brilliant man. So they attempted to de-edify him, and they called him one of the writers on Google called him a heretic. It's classic. In reality, he was a brilliant man who wrote on the quantum field, specifically on morphogenic energy, which the morphogenic energy, once again, for you to join us, it's the energy that you surround yourself. It's your own bubble of energy. So when you're overwhelmed, when you feel underpaid, when you're underproducing, when you're under the gun, when you're under the radar, when you're under pressure, when you're putting all this energy on yourself, what you're doing is squeezing yourself down. When you're in fight or flight from the trauma bonds you hold on to, when your reflexes are autonomic back into anxiety, fear, and flight, well, that's the energy field around you. That's your morphogenic field. But when you're able to transcend outside of that, when you're outside of that darkness, when you're outside of that gray matter, when you step out over here into the white light, into the clear light, you're going to change who and what you attract. And then in that space is where you can slow down the world. See, when you're overwhelmed, everything's going really fast and you're like, oh my God, and you're like completely overwhelmed. You're in an outer body experience. When you breathe and release, when you access the energy between the right brain and your gut, using the vagus nerve to do this, now you're connecting with the quantum field. That's when you're able to download the content. So Alicia Marie Sidoris is on today's Facebook Live. She's one of the best students I've ever coached on being able to access the quantum field. You can also find her on Telegram. She has a channel there where she delivers absolutely great content. She's also a quantum healer, a master in Reiki, and a coach. I've known Alicia for many years. David Harris, good to see you, my brother. Malcolm Stewart, my brother. Paul Hagedorn, my brother. Good to see all you fellas that we're around the same age. We have a lot in common. So there might be a little snow on our roof, but there's a lot of fire in our furnace. Would you agree, Crusher David Harris? And it's so good to see all of you. And Malcolm Stewart, I know you're out there crushing it today, being a hydration expert. And Paul Hagedorn, you are definitely the man when it comes to real estate. There's also a lot of recovery on today's call. A lot of people with some great, great long-term. Oh, Suzanne Morse-Moresca. Oh, my God. Suzanne, my girl. Oh, Suzanne, I miss you. Good to see you this afternoon. Suzanne, Alicia's on today's call. I know you've been at a few events together. Suzanne has been a client and a follower of mine for well over 8 years. So good to see you this afternoon, everyone. It is so good to be here with you. So once again, I want to recommend this to you. Not only this book, Power Versus Force, but this one section right here, page 137. This is in the section, the source of power right here. So Hawkins breaks down the morphogenetic field and what it means. So it's your own field of energy. So after this Facebook Live today, breathe, release, connect yourself with your limbic brain, your right brain, and your abdomen. So you're in your body. Use your hands to move the energy. Breathe, release, and let go. Use affirmations to facilitate this process. To my reality, I attract quality, like-minded, success seekers, people who will purchase my paintings on command, people who will join my enterprise with ease. You're looking for the best common denominator. That is people who see your value and want to join you, purchase you, be associated with you, be involved with you with ease, not with any conflict. We had a challenging situation in our new property. This is amazing. Oh my God, this is such a recipe for disaster. My wife and I ordered this beautiful black gray carpet, and it's like a smoke colored carpet for our upstairs. So they delivered a gray carpet that had a green tint. And the woman that sold this to us, I just got off the phone with her right before this. She said, no, go ahead and move in and go ahead and set your house up. We'll bring a moving team. We'll move your furniture for you and we'll replace it. Now, see, that was easy. Even though the whole situation's challenging, the customer service woman and the store that we bought from are easy. It's not difficult with them. They're not like, oh my God, well, we'll have to assess this. And she was like, no, chief, this is just how it is, just like this. Just move in. We'll get a team over there. We'll move your furniture, get comfortable in your house. We'll let you know when the new carpet comes in, no charge. We'll keep the pad on there and we'll replace it. That's the zone. See, that's how the zone shows up in many ways. It doesn't always show up in money. It doesn't always show up in love. But the universe has your back. So when you're in the flow, when you're ITF, when you are in the flow, Jennifer Doyle Brady, so good to see you. Jennifer is one of my new clients. It's awesome to have you here. David Harris, love you, my brother. David has spent so many quality times with me. David is the proud owner of my 1958 Continental Chriscraft, 18-foot Chriscraft. I sold it to David because he restored it. David spent an entire year restoring that boat. So Henry says, the universe has my back. Henry, I loved your story. Everyone give Henry some love. Henry went through some challenging moments just recently, came out on the other side of it. Henry, we love you, my brother. So good to see all of you here this afternoon. Aaron, how are you this afternoon? Aaron says he's creating solutions rather than going on to blame and battle. That is so good. There's some great people here this afternoon. So David's boat, I named David's boat on the back of it called the producer. Levente Cosa, everyone say hello to Levente. Levente's story is just so touching. Levente came from Eastern Europe many years ago. He ended up close to me over in the San Francisco Bay Area, milking cows for $5 an hour. I mean, that's amazing. And he was grateful to be here in America. He was over in the Sausalito area, San Rafael area, many years ago, and now lives with his family in New Jersey and possibly is moving to Florida. So good to see you, Leventi. Gene Howard, how are you this afternoon in Chicago? Gregory Hallman, long-term client of mine. Gregory was my client back in 2008 in Chicago, And then Gregory showed up at a few of my events in Connecticut in the past few years. So good to see everyone this afternoon. And Gregory is giving me the thumbs up. Jean, my girl, how are you this afternoon? Jean Howard. So for those of you who are on today's Facebook Live, it's an honor to have you here. I'll be back here this evening. I'm going to cover more content on the morphogenic field. So for more information on that, if you have this book, go to page 137. The chapter is The Source of Power. That chapter should be a prerequisite to anyone who studies consciousness. That is some of the best content that I have ever read. So if you're on today's Facebook Live and you've not accessed a free 20-minute coaching call from me, feel free to go right up there and send me a message. If you're a former client or a present client and you'd like to add on to your existing coaching, I have a unique marketing proposition for you. Just go right up there and send me a message. I'm going to go spend some quality time doing what I do best, prospecting. Have a great afternoon, everyone. I'll see you here this evening at 9 p.m. Pacific. Good afternoon and goodbye.